I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. I bet you didn't realize West Virginia actually has two species of skunks, and one of them may not be doing so well. That's got the DNR taking a closer look. I'll tell you a little more about that spotted skunk research after this. Well, we're all familiar with the striped skunk. That's the one you typically find in your trash or roaming through your neighborhood at night. And there is a second species in West Virginia called the spotted skunk, but they're a lot more reclusive.
The spotted skunk, however, is much smaller. It's about the size of a squirrel. They can get a little bit bigger, but generally about the size of a gray squirrel, fox squirrel, somewhere in there. And they are, like their name would indicate, they are spotted, so they have white spots on them instead of those stripes like you see in a striped skunk.
And they're generally found only in the high country. That's the DNR's Kevin Oxenrider, who is in charge of counting them up.
We are not 100% sure how many we have in West Virginia. We are right now, the spotted skunk has become a conservation concern and a priority for states that have the animal throughout its range, which includes West Virginia is the northern portion of the range now. It used to occur in Pennsylvania and Maryland, but those populations are now considered extirpated.
And they're now doing it by tracking the movement of these critters.
We've been live trapping spotted skunks during the winter when they're more active and they're moving more frequently. And we are putting radio transmitters or radio collars on the animals so that we can track them throughout their movement patterns. And specifically, we're trying to locate den sites right now, so where they're actually going and curling up during the day to get away from predators and everything else and just taking a snooze.
So why is that so important?
The spotted skunks in particular are important because, A, they are a game species. They're a fur bearer. So we do want to make sure that we are keeping, allowing access to that animal for West Virginians to be able to come and trap and, just have access to them, be able to take them like they would any other animal that's a fur bearer. But the big thing that I like to tell people is just the fact that as West Virginians, you know, West Virginia is special in the fact that we have a lot of natural areas. You know, a lot of our areas are forested. You know, our state is known for being beautiful just from having all these forested areas. And, you know, we should really be really proud of our natural heritage. And we, you know, the spotted skunk is part of that.
And yeah, because I know you're wondering, they do get sprayed as they're trying to put a radio transmitter on a skunk. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.